Teleportation and Science Fiction. The earliest mention of teleportation in science fiction occurred in Edward Page Mitchell's story, The Man Without a Body, published in 1877. In that story, a scientist was able to disassemble the atoms of a cat and transmit them over a telegraph wire. Unfortunately, the battery died while the scientist was trying to teleport himself. Only his head was successfully teleported. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, best known for his Sherlock Holmes novels, was fascinated by the notion of teleportation. After years of writing detective novels and short stories, he began to tire of the Sherlock Holmes series and eventually killed off his sleuth, having him plunged to his death with Professor Moriarty over a waterfall. But the public outcry was so great that Doyle was forced to resurrect the detective. Because he couldn't kill off Sherlock Holmes, Doyle instead decided to create an entirely new series, featuring Professor Challenger, who was the counterpart of Sherlock Holmes. Both had a quick wit and a sharp eye for solving mysteries. But while Mr. Holmes used cold, deductive logic to break open complex cases, Professor Challenger explored the dark world of spirituality and paranormal phenomena, including teleportation. In the 1927 novel, The Disintegration Machine, the professor encountered a gentleman who had invented a machine that could disintegrate a person and then reassemble him somewhere else. But Professor Challenger is horrified when the inventor boasts that his invention could, in the wrong hands, disintegrate entire cities with millions of people with a push of a button. Professor Challenger then uses the machine to disintegrate the inventor and leaves the laboratory without reassembling him. More recently, Hollywood has discovered teleportation. The 1958 film The Fly graphically examined what can happen when teleportation goes horribly awry. When a scientist successfully teleports himself across a room, his atoms mix with those of a fly that accidentally entered the teleportation chamber. So the scientist turns into a grotesquely mutated monster, half human and half fly. A remake featuring Jeff Goldblum was released in 1986. Teleportation first became prominent in popular culture with the Star Trek series. Gene Roddenberry, Star Trek's creator, introduced teleportation into the series because the Paramount studio budget did not allow for the costly special effects needed to simulate rocket ships taking off and landing on distant planets. It was cheaper simply to beam the crew of the Enterprise to their destination. Over the years, any number of objections have been raised by scientists about the possibility of teleportation. To teleport someone, you would have to know the precise location of every atom in a living body, which would probably violate the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, which states that you cannot know both the precise location and the velocity of an electron. The producers of the Star Trek series, bowing to the critics, introduced Heisenberg compensators in the transporter room, as if one could compensate for the laws of quantum physics by adding a gadget to the transporter. But as it turns out, the need to create these Heisenberg compensators might have been premature. Early critics and scientists may have been wrong.